Hi, this is Pat Barry. I've got another story for you. So it's really not part of the trail, but around where the trail makes a big loop between sites number 8 and 9, there's a fish facility. And there's a sign explaining how the fish facility works, but basically called the smolt monitoring facility. The way fish get through that facility is they're diverted by fish screens, which route them through underground pipes around the turbines. So they're not passing through the turbines. They go around the turbines and they're released at a point downstream. And a lot of people are familiar with this site because during the migration season, you'll see water being sprayed over the river. And people say, "Why are you watering the river?" And the idea behind the sprinklers, the big sprays, is to deter avian predators from eating the smolts that come out of this system because they're near the surface. So the spray keeps the birds away. And the pipes allow the fish to avoid going through the turbines, and they're deposited downstream.
One of the reasons a fish bypass was needed was because after the fish came through the turbines, they were stunned and they were in relatively slow-moving water. So by releasing them downstream near the smolt monitoring facility, they are released in fast-moving water where the three channels below the dam converge and make a very strong current, which makes it difficult for predatory fish to wait there with their mouths open, waiting for the fish to arrive.
So that's what that building is all about. And it's monitored. There's a staff down there that keeps an eye on things to make sure that all the equipment is operating. They can also remove tagged fish at that location, or they can even remove fish and tag them at that location if they need to use them for some kind of research study. Yeah, the smolt monitoring facility is intended to assist juvenile salmon that are migrating downstream past the dam because there are several ways that they go through the dam. They can either go through the spillway, which is usually open during the migration season, they can go through the turbines, or they can go through the smolt bypass. The bypass consists of some screens that screen the fish away from the turbines and through a pipeline that leads them down through this facility and then back into the river. So that's the purpose of this. And it's not really part of the original Fort Cascades historic site, of course, because it was built much, much later. But it's one of the many attempts that the Corps of Engineers has made, and I believe Fish and Wildlife Service, or National Marine Fisheries Service, have used to get fish downstream more safely past the dam.